I do have a title for my comments tonight. I hope they go well. It's Where Have You Gone, Rick Frampton? And in one way or another, I've been preparing and getting the courage up to give this kind of presentation since 1961. So that dates me quite a bit. Anyways, when I was young, 10, 11, 12 years old, my friends and I all wanted to be big sports heroes. And baseball was the sport. And Ted Williams, if you remember him, was my hero. I could run real well. I could throw pretty well. But give me a bat and throw a ball at me, I could never touch it. I guess it was stigmatism or something like that. Anyways, I wanted to continue in high school, but there was a major family problem, major illness. And so my sophomore and junior years, I missed 40 to 50 days of school each year. And finally, my senior year, I got my chance. Gee, I think I'll go out for football. I could run. I could catch a... Nah, you got to learn all those plays. So I went out for cross country. And I didn't do too bad. I won one race. And at the end of the season, they had one huge race with 180 runners. And I came in 13th. And I was real pleased. And a little hooked on it after that. And there was one runner who was not the best, but was pretty good. And he decided to, now or never, I can use the term a couple times, to go for it and get in the front. And no matter what, he was going to stay in front. And he made it till about 100 yards from the finish. And then 179 of us ran by him, bent over with his head down and his hands on his knees and his calves where he cramped up. I never forgot that. Then I went off to college, and I ran on the freshman team. Freshmen didn't run varsity, and I did okay. And then as a sophomore, I ran on the varsity team. And at the end of the year, I came along and won a couple of races and set a record in one of them. And the coach pulled me aside, and he said, Smiley, if you win the championships next week, I'll give you a beer. I'll get you a beer. That's all the motivation I needed. And it was more than enough motivation, okay? I was a young kid. And I went out and ran and ran and ran as hard as I could. Quarter mile to go, I'm in the front group, and I decide to pass on the left side. And as I go to the left, I step on some soft dirt and fall in a ditch. Came in 13th again. Two 13s, how about that? That was kind of tough. In the track season, I was in good shape, and I'm running the first race for the mile, and I'm in the lead for the first half. And I feel something that's not pain, but I feel something slide down my calf, and then I started limping horribly. And I tried again a week or two later, same thing. It was the end of the season, and they sent me to Johns Hopkins University Medical School to a wonderful old gentleman who was an orthopedic physician. He spent a lot of time examining me, and afterwards, he was a beautiful old guy. He sat me down, put his hand on my shoulder, looked me in the eye. He had the most beautiful blue eyes, and he said, young man, I'm afraid you'll never run again. Well, that was quite a blow at 19, I guess I was at the time, 18, 19. And that was it, and I missed my junior year. But the summertime, I thought, well, let's see, maybe I can do easy jogging. To make the long story short, I got in great shape. Gee, whatever it was, which turned out to be part of my Achilles tendon that had torn, my plantaris tendon. And I came back, and I was ready for the senior year. And I decided three things. See if I can remember all three. One, I wasn't going to wear glasses because you could start to sweat and then block your vision. Two, I was going to start real fast because in the championships that was important. Everybody started fast. And number three, I figured out using calculus as best I could that everybody runs slow uphill, fast, fast, fast downhill, and as fast as they can on the level. But I figured that didn't make sense. I wasn't a good sprinter at the end, and if I was going to do something, I decided to run the races backwards. I sprinted as hard as I could on the uphills, hoping to get to where if I had to go 5 or 10 more steps, I'd have to stop and it'd be all over, and then I'd hold myself back on the downhill and ran a more even race. During that season, I actually, except for one time when I was way ahead and got lost and took a wrong turn that wasn't marked at Swarthmore, I set the record in every race. But I lost one race. It was to a young man named Rick Frampton. our hero. And he had been the state champion in the mile in cross country in Maryland. And he was a lot faster than me in the mile. And he sprinted past at the end and beat me by a few seconds. So we get back to the championships, and guess what? It's back in the same place where I fell in the ditch. And I had to say, what do I do, now or never? What's going to happen? Am I going to have a chance? And I decided to do what that high school runner did. No matter what, I wasn't going to get out of the lead more than a step or two. I was just going to tough it out. And so I ran a real fast first mile, and it was Rick Frampton and a guy from Catholic University, and he fell back shortly after. And then it was just the two of us. On every uphill, I sprinted ahead for a step or two. On the downhills, he passed me by a step or two, and on we went. And I wondered, how much longer can I hold on? I'm starting to feel pretty bad, like that guy in high school. What's going to happen? And we turned around a corner, and there was the last steep hill. And I figured, what the heck? And I sprinted up again, got on the field. We had about an eighth of a mile to go. And I got 40 yards from the end, and I glanced back, and 40 yards behind was Rick Frampton. I did it. I was going to win the race. My gosh. But I felt so horrible, I couldn't begin to enjoy it. And there was the finish line, maybe 30 feet long, and I crossed it first. Complete exhaustion. But the crowd didn't cheer. They went, ooh. So I turned sideways. I was at one end of the finish line, and at the other end, they put two metal bars up. Did they tell us about that before? I don't remember. You had to go through those to finish. So I started to run again and bobbed along down the finish line. It was very hard. And I got through the two bars, but Rick Frampton got there one step before me. So we broke the course record again, and he did it again to me. He came up afterwards and said, hey, Smiley, you had me, didn't you? And I said, yeah. But I got the second place medal, and he got the first. I promise you, it took me a long time to forget about that race, an awful long time. And maybe I still haven't forgotten it as we're here today. And I still want to be the sports hero, but it's another story maybe. But anyways, I had an office on Santa Rosa Street for 30 years, okay, with a big sign in front. And I always thought maybe once or twice a year, Rick Frampton's going to go to the Hearst Castle. He's going to drive down there. He's going to see my name. We're going to get together, have a couple beers, and it's all over. And it would have been. But it never happened. I try to find him on the web. There's about 30 Rick Framptons out there. None of them look like him. Maybe one of you could find him for me. And that was it. And the way it went along. But looking back on it, well, I'm not glad the way the race ended. You must know that. But I've had other things in life where I fought equally as hard. I didn't win a lot of them, but I won a few of them. And that's taught me that it's worthwhile for all of us to really give your all, because you will get the first place somewhere along the way. And I don't feel so bad about it now. And I thank you all for giving me your time.